Right now, though, we have this.
Yeah, so a couple of days ago, we had one of those rare moments in our show where everything went to hell in a handbasket pretty quickly for a variety of reasons. And, you know, sometimes we'll have moments like this that really get us going. This one certainly got us going because we learned...
I thought this was a moment of divine clarity myself.
It kind of was. But it was one of those things where we're all laughing, but at the same time we're like, wait a minute, what? What's going on? And then just layers and layers and layers added on to make it a really fun 5 minutes of radio.
It sounds like a late night conversation.
It really, really does.
Friends sitting around a glass thing that looks like a tube with another thing sticking out of it that you might light. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just the morning show always makes fun of us, saying that we always sound drunk or high or whatever, and this really does. I went back Hello. And edited some of it down to make it good for airing and it does. My wife was like, what were y'all doing? What was going on then? It's like, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on.
We were getting through a segment. That's what we were doing.
Yeah, but it was more than that. So this was during Community Quick Hits. And hopefully, if you got a hectic weekend plan, you can take this with you, compartmentalize it, and use it as laughter along the way. But this is what we have done in the past. We haven't done it in about, four or five months. Yeah. Yep. And Mino will take this audio, he will slow it down, and suddenly we sound like the biggest stoners in the world. So if you don't know what happened, there really doesn't need to be any explanation because we started from the very beginning, but here we are, drunk, confused, hardline. Let's see. Have you guys ever come upon a copperhead?
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
A pawn.
I've run into one.
Who is into that stuff?
Are you taking it on a date first?
I guarantee.
There's no way.
Website out there.
There's no way.
Called.
No.
Snakehamster.com.
No. Oh, there's snake. No way. No one's ever done that.
There might be, man.
Oh, God.
Big world out there, Corby.
Is someone driving around right now going, oh, God, they found me out.
I'm going to be on Community Quick Hits soon.
Got to release the venom.
Good Lord. No. I've never stumbled upon a copperhead.
You have?
Yeah.
In what setting?
Hold still, snake!
Sorry.
When I was a kid, there was some guy that I was kind of related to, but not really.
Right. Was he one of the slow kids?
No. He was a good bit older than me. He was grown.
Okay.
But
what are you hanging around grown people for as a kid?
I was over at his house, and we were out in his yard, and we...
Boxing.
Yeah, we were boxing in my front yard.
All right. Start over with how you're related to this guy, and let's build up to this.
Okay, God. I think that because my mother was married once before she married my dad.
What?
I'm what? Sorry.
Yeah.
Your mom was married?
Yeah.
Before? You never told us that.
It's never come up until now.
You're totally different now.
Yeah, she was married once before she married my dad.
No kids?
No, no kids.
Okay.
No kids.
What happened to that guy?
He caught meningitis and died on a train.
Oh my God. Why are we just now learning about this?
Anyway, he had this brother that was from here. And I always used to like whenever I would go visit. God. Whenever I would go visit my grandmother, sometimes she would take me, she would go see him.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take me with him. And he was a great guy, too. And I would hang out with him and everything. One day we were in his front yard.
Go on.
And we came up on a small copperhead. And he told me stay away from it. And then he went into the garage, got a hoe, brought it back out there and cut off its head with the hoe.
Welcome to the club, buddy. Hashtag my copperhead.
I'm honored to be in the lodge.
Oh, I can't wait till the next training camp or whatever. Because it's all going to start with my mom was married to this guy who got meningitis and died on a train.
And he had this brother.
Sorry about that.
Sometimes she'd take me to go see the brother. And me and the brother were walking around in his front yard.
There you go. There you go. Somebody will transcribe this.
Just think how different your life would be had, what was his name?
JW.
JW.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't have had a life, probably.
Well, he would have just been some other form.
What?
Mom, I see what you're saying, but
as we know him now.
Yeah. Right. Was JW handsome?
Very.
Was he?
Yeah. So was his brother, Chet.
Oh, boy. There all you right. go.
You know what I've learned?
Brother Chet.
What I've learned is
I have a headache.
The content that we have on this program is that of people who actually are on drugs.
Right.
We exactly just don't right. sound like we're on drugs because we're not.
Right.
So when you add the element of someone who has taken drugs and how a person sounds when they're on drugs, the content's the same.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
This show is terrible.
I love hearing my Copperhead, though.
Me too, man.
There's so many elements to that, man.
I can't wait to transcribe that and put it all together in one story.
Oh, man. It's awesome.
I'm glad to be in the lodge.
Yeah.
Like I said.
You're in.
That's beautiful.